Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, calling from Bologna, Italy, is Armando Caffiera, who's the general manager of the Ceramic Industry Trade Association of Italy. Armando, how you doing?
Everything is great here in Bologna. Thank you, Kemp. Good morning to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you for spending some time with us. So the largest tile show in the world is going on now in Bologna, and your trade association is the host in charge of it. Tell me just quickly a little bit about the show, if you would, and how it compares to previous years.
With pleasure. The show this year is the 32nd, and it started last Monday pretty strong. We have over 900 exhibitors, 350 of which are international, and the numbers of the attendance in the first 2 days very solid. We are over the numbers of last year, with international visitors growing up, while the Italian visitors are lagging a little bit behind because of the hard times in our economy, in particular in the building sector.
Okay, so you think the attendance is going to track over what it did last year?
We are on that line, and we expect that to happen, and particularly the quality of the visitors, which are the trade sector from all over the world, is exceptional, and is very appreciated from our exhibitors, both from the ceramic sectors and the bathroom furnishing.
All right, so more people from the international marketplace. You mentioned the economy there. Give us a little bit more details. Tell us what's going on with your economy in Europe.
The situation of the building sector in the last years is still quite difficult here in the South Europe, particularly in Italy. We are still feeling the end of this difficult period. This is making our export markets determinant for our industries, and our companies now export well over 80% of the production worldwide. So we are in Cerzai at Bologna, and this week we see clients from all over the world, with strong presence from Europe, but also America and Asia.
Yeah, most people know this business, know that the Italians for a long time have been the leader in the manufacturing of ceramic tile products. Not only do you make the products, but you also make most of the machinery that's used to manufacture the products. But Italy still maintains the lead from a dollar perspective as far as imports into the United States, doesn't it?
Our companies have continued to invest very relevant resources. The investment in this year, 2014, are well over 10% from past year, and the total will be over 250 million euros. With these numbers, we can face international markets, which are always more competitive.
All right, so at the show, I'm sorry, I'm not there. I've sent one of my editors, Calista Sprague, and she's covering the show. I'll be back at the end of the week, but I'll get more information from her. But just tell me, one of the things the show does very well is you attract architect and interior designers from all over the world, and they give talks and seminars. Share with us a couple of the key seminars that these architects are given this year.
First of all, Kemp, we look forward to have also you back in Bologna next year. And as you were saying, our program, cultural program for architects, designers, and prescriptors in general is growing, getting stronger each year. And we'll have Lectio Magistralis by Toyo Ito, Japanese architect that won the Pritzker Prize last year. And we also have a focus on the Spanish architecture with the presence of the Nieto and Sobillana architectos, and a lecture yesterday from Carmen Pinos, and that was very well received. I have to add that our program this year also gives our guests and the attendants the credits from the architects organization, both in Italy and the U.S., and I think this has been very welcome from our attendants.
I noticed that on Monday you had a speaker talk about acoustics. Were there any takeaways from that talk? Because I know that tile, which has a magnificent performance in the area of durability, cleanability, and in most countries is the number one surface type and is challenged by acoustics. Tell us a little bit about that if you were able to go.
That was extremely interesting and I think also innovative, because exactly what you say was confirmed from three different perspectives. We had an architect in that seminar, but we also had a physician and somebody from the music sector that is very famous here in Italy, and all confirm the quality of tiles for the acoustic property of an environment when good music is played.
Just one more quick question from a product standpoint. Last year when I was there, I saw a lot of great looking product. Obviously, this digital imaging technology is allowing them to make more and more realistic products when they try to emulate stone. You're seeing more and more rustic wood products. Anything that you saw this year so far that's exciting and noteworthy?
At the same time that Cersaia is going on here in Bologna, in Rimini, on the Adriatic coast, there is the Tecnogilla, the exhibition of the machinery sector that also for in Italy is a leader worldwide level going on. Mm-hmm. And there are some very innovative technologies that are presenting in Rimini at this time, and these are adding extra flexibility to our capacity of production, and this will make sure that our products are always closer to the need of the markets and our clients worldwide.
Okay, Armando, thanks again for calling us. I know you're busy with your show in the middle of its process. Is it end on Thursday?
It's going on until Friday. Okay. We have two more strong days that we're looking forward.
Okay, Armando, I hope you continue to have a good show. Again, been talking to Armando Caffiera, who's the general manager of the Ceramics Industry Trade Association of Italy, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.